Imagine having access to a board-certified physician anytime, anywhere, without having to leave your home or your office? Yeah, sounds too good to be true, right? So, naturally, we gotta talk about that.
Instead of focusing on winning arguments, we're teaching the basic fundamentals of sales and marketing and how we can use them to win in the world of politics, teaching you how to meet people where they're at on the issues they care about. Welcome to The Brian Nichols Show.
Well, hey there, folks. Brian Nichols here on The Brian Nichols Show, and thank you for joining us on, of course, another fun-filled episode of The Brian Nichols Show. I am, as always, your humble host, joining you live from our Cardio Miracle Studios here in lovely Eastern Indiana. The Brian Nichols Show is powered by Amp America. Very excited to be part of the Amp America team. If you're looking for current events, news, opinion pieces, and more, head over to ampamerica.com. And yes, I almost teased Cardio Miracle. Cardio Miracle is our studio sponsor. And folks, I'm super pumped to be powered myself by Cardio Miracle. I've been using Cardio Miracle now for about 7 months, I think it is. And folks, I've been saying it time and again here on the show, the Cardio Miracle difference, 1000% real. I've seen it for myself, better pump at the gym, better sleep at night, and also, probably the most important thing, lower blood pressure. That's been a huge win for me. I've watched my blood pressure drop, and yes, to the also not the praises of myself, but also the praises of my doctor. So yeah, the secret ingredient, nitric oxide, tens of thousands of other folks out there are experiencing the Cardio Miracle difference for themselves, and I want you to as well. So head down to BrianNicholsShow.com/heart, or if you're joining us here in the video version of the show, link in the show notes, or heck, even in the podcast version of the show, link is going to be there in your podcast app description. And check out our good friends over at Cardio Miracle. Use code TBNS. It's going to give you 15% off your order. And by the way, you have nothing to lose because there's a 100% money back guarantee. So again, join the tens of thousands of other folks who are experiencing the Cardio Miracle difference for themselves. I guarantee your heart will thank you. Now, sticking in the world of personal health, we talk about this a lot here on the show. We've seen, especially over the past 4 years or so, that the trust in the public health establishment absolutely crater. And unfortunately, one of the consequences of that is a lot of folks looking at their primary care doctors and saying, I don't know if I can trust you. I don't know if you have my actual health and frankly, the best health in mind. So with that, we've had some folks here on the show from a great company called, aptly named enough, The Wellness Company. I'm discussing what The Wellness Company is bringing to the table. And you know what I said after months and months of talking to some folks from The Wellness Company? Let's make this official. So The Wellness Company is now officially an affiliate sponsor here of The Brian Nichols Show. And to launch that brand new partnership, I am so excited to have on the show CEO Peter Galluli. Welcome to The Brian Nichols Show. How you doing, Peter?
Good, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Looking forward to digging into things all things Wellness Company. But before we do that, right, we want to kind of start out, what was the genesis to The Wellness Company? And frankly, I know we talked about this before we hit record here. You found yourself down in Florida. I find myself in Indiana, but that's not where we started. You were up in Massachusetts. I was in Philadelphia. So I think the Wellness Company story and really it taking off will really correlate with a lot of other folks' lived experiences of watching what happened during COVID and seeing the insanity around them. So give us the story.
Totally. So it's kind of funny, right? Like I think most Americans, prior to COVID, I outsourced most of my health decisions.
Yep.
You know, I went to the gym, I did the basic stuff. That was all, you know, kind of routine for me. But the big decisions, like, I just went with whatever the doctor said. I didn't really think twice about that whole thing. My wife is an RN. She was actually in the med-surg floor during COVID, and she saw, you know, the number of beds that she had to monitor go from 4 to 6 to 8. She saw what was happening with all the masking and all the ventilators and eventually the jabs. And she just said, enough is enough. Like, I can't do this anymore. And that kind of opened my eyes to something being wrong with the medical system. And I never really thought of it before then. But I kind of looked around and I saw a lot of things that just kind of struck me as backwards. It seemed like the kind of doctor-patient relationship was kind of getting bastardized. And it really seemed like there was a lot of outside interests that were kind of impeding on the ability for patients to get the very best care and the truth. Right? We were getting into situations where we're getting these kind of one-size-fits-all treatment plans for patients, where you would just go, you would be given a number in an insurance billing system, you would be assigned a treatment plan and sent on your way. And that's been driving up costs in the medical system. That's been leading to worse outcomes in the medical system. And that's really the paradigm that we tried to break with The Wellness Company. We started The Wellness Company with these doctors who spoke truth during COVID, like Dr. Peter McCullough, that were punished for it and, you know, maybe lost their board certification, maybe lost their jobs, and we wanted to give them a safe harbor so they could come and practice medicine closer to how it actually should be practiced.
Which, I mean, at the end of the day, right, that just seems common sense. And yet, we saw this during the past, especially the past 4 years, Peter, the incentive structures that were in place, it pushed doctors to not look at the actual health of their patients, but rather what's not just in it financially speaking, but also when we talk about the grand scheme of things, right, that the scientific, the medical establishment, the public health experts, there was this narrative that was pushed down that if you didn't toe the line, if you didn't really, you know, follow this, what was it, not groupthink, but the mass psychosis or whatever it was, mass hysteria psychosis, if you didn't toe that line, you were not just considered to be a bad person. You were ostracized. You were kicked out of polite society. So the fact that the wellness company is now offering, like, not just patients the opportunity to get the care they need, but I think on the other side, right, Peter, you're giving doctors who looked at this and said, no, this is wrong, you're now giving them a chance to actually do what they're supposed to do, do no harm, and actually treat the patients.
Yeah, we have over 50 doctors now in our telemedicine practice. Wow. We can operate in all 50 states of the U.S. So it's been a lot of fun to build that. And we've kind of approached it a little bit differently, to your point. You know, we're not giving kind of form-fit templates of care or standards of care for patients. So we do develop protocols. So, you know, Dr. Peter McCullough, for instance, has been very involved in his own private practice in treating patients that have been, say, vaccine injured or experienced long COVID. I mean, he's kind of cut a name for himself in that sector right now, with over 60% of his patients kind of coming to him for that sort of ailment. But we've kind of developed a whole series of very loose protocols that include everything from, you know, lifestyle changes to naturopathic solutions to traditional allopathic solutions, right? So there's no one kind of template that you can apply to any given situation because people are just so different.
Attention, fans of The Office and political enthusiasts alike. Our friends over at Indie Emporium are ready to help you show your support for the most unexpected candidate of 2024, Michael Scott. Picture yourself wearing our We're Back in Business graphic tee featuring a bold red Michael Scott 2024 design that's sure to turn some heads. The soft, comfortable fabric and vibrant print make this a perfect choice for any campaign rally or debate watch party. And here's the best part. As part of our special campaign launch, you can use the discount code MS2024 to get 25% off your purchase. But you gotta act fast because this is part of our Michael Scott 2024 campaign launch, meaning it's gonna go fast. So you only have 2 weeks to get the exclusive 25% off your order. One more time, MS2024. Special shout out to our friends over at Indie Emporium. You can check them out at IndieEmporium.com.
But modern medicine has seemed to forget that a bit, and not giving patients all the information that they need to understand the full risk and reward behind any sort of treatment plan, which is also very important. We had a patient that was telling us that, you know, they were recommended a drug by their doctor that the doctor said it would give them a 33% chance of improving their survival rate over the next 5 years. But she asked, well, what's my survival rate right now without the drug? And they're like, oh, well, it's 97%. And she recovered from cancer. It's like, well, so I need a drug that's going to give me a 1% increase in survival rate, but it comes with all these side effects.
Right.
Like there's all these medical manipulations that happen, and they really don't give the patients the full insight. And look, when you're making medical decisions, Brian, a lot of times you're making those decisions under distress. You're in pain. You're looking for a solution. So you're maybe not even thinking clearly. So you really need to have a trusted partner that can talk you through it in a rationed, reasoned way.
I mean, we talk about this in sales, right? People make buying decisions based on emotion. And those two main driving emotions are what? Fear and love. And if you're making a decision based on being afraid, yeah, you're not necessarily going to make the best decision. And I mean, one thing you brought up here that I really wanted to drive home, Peter, you know, I've been going through my blood pressure journey here over the past like year or so, trying to get that under control. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Love that family history. But I was, you know, I've been on, I think, two or three medications for blood pressure over the past few years. And I started Cardio Miracle, which I teased earlier. And by the way, no lie, folks, like seriously, it has helped improve my blood pressure to the point where I don't think I need these medicines. I've been pretty consistent now for well over 6 months with my blood pressure. And my doctor, she's like, well, we just got it under control and we really don't want to fiddle too much with your medicines. And I'm like, I don't want to take these medicines for life. So looking at something like the Freedom from Big Pharma options that you guys bring to the table, like, yeah, I don't want to have to take these pills every single day for the rest of my life. And to your point, like, why am I taking a pill to improve my, you know, percent of living by single digits when the side effects, right? And that's the other thing. The side effects are, you know, lists and lists and lists long. Many folks don't really look at that. And but are we even going to address the elephant in the room of back during the COVID jabs? The side effects, not only could you not see them, but if you did want to try to see them, it was like an entire page of black bars because there was so much redacted. But that's a probably different conversation for a different day. But Peter, yeah, you're like, you're giving people options to break away from the traditional, you know, big pharma, big public health world that we've kind of all grown to get, I don't say used to, but kind of numb to. Like, this is just the way the system worked.
Yeah, and I want to zero in on something you said there about your doctor. And I think this is a very important point that most Americans don't realize, is that doctors are incentivized to prescribe drugs.
Yes.
Right? Financially, but also from a liability standpoint, Brian. I mean, if you come in and present a condition and they have a drug that's approved in the hospital to treat that condition, they're, you know, kind of reliant on this whole system to then prescribe you that drug as a treatment plan, right? However, doctors aren't really prescribed to take you off drugs. And in fact, that introduces a lot of liability for them, because if you're already on something that was prescribed to treat a condition, which, you know, logically makes sense, and then they take you off that drug and something goes wrong, like, they're at risk. Yep. Their license is at risk. You could sue them, right? So the system is incentivized to put you on more and more drugs, not to take you off drugs, right? And I think that's a very important point that a lot of people don't understand, is that there is a natural bias to put you onto more drugs as you enter the American healthcare system. It's the first line of defense, and we oftentimes don't go back.
It's scary, though, man. Like, the fact that that is just like, hey, by the way, let's just give you a pill. Oh, that didn't work? Let's give you another pill. And I'm just like, in what world? Like, I'm a sales guy by trade, and if I came to a prospect, right, and I'm like, hey, we can solve your problem, and they're like, this is awesome, and I'm like, okay, in my world, we do contact center stuff, and let's just say I'm telling them I can improve your contact center call resolution time by 20%, and they sit down, they're like, this is great, this is wonderful, thank you, and then we put the solution in place. 6 months later, the opposite's happened, and I'm just like, hey, we tried that, I know I said it would work, but we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to just give you more stuff now, and that should fix it. They're like, but we already bought what you sold us the first time, and that didn't work. And yet, you flip the script, no pun intended, that's literally what happens in our healthcare medical systems right now, is that, oh, this pill didn't work, here's another pill. That didn't work, here's another pill. And it just, it's not treating the actual root causes. It's addressing symptoms as they manifest themselves. Am I wrong there? Or at least that's what I see.
That's exactly it. And that's the kind of paradigm that we're trying to break with the wellness company, Brian. And, you know, we offer a lot of naturopathic solutions. So all of our doctors are actually very kind of in tune with supplementation and naturopathic medicine. It's kind of been interesting, too, because they didn't start that way. And I think COVID really opened their eyes to that. Oh, there are a lot of very safe and effective, you know, herbs and botanicals out there that actually have a meaningful impact on people's health with very, very few side effects. And they've started to do studies about them. I mean, we've seen studies come out about, say, nattokinase and helping to fight the spike protein from COVID infections. Same with things like berberine to help manage blood sugar. I mean, there's a lot of these compounds out there that are naturally derived from plants that can go a long, long ways into impacting your health without requiring a prescription. So our doctors have worked really hard to kind of hand design a supplement stack for a lot of different medical conditions, from sleep to heart to blood sugar, all of those things. We're looking at, okay, what's the best of the best from a scientific standpoint, while staying naturopathic, that people can actually be taking in one single pill every single day. Even things, another example is like sleep.
Right.
So sleep, when you think sleep supplement, you think melatonin, right? Everybody takes it, right? Melatonin is actually not that good for you. It's a hormone, right? And over time, your brain's going to build up resistance to melatonin, and you're just going to have to take an additional tablet every single night to get that same effect that you got last night, right? So it's not actually good for you. And not to mention that a lot of these supplements like melatonin, they come from China. And, you know, you better be really, really careful about what's going in your body. That's all I'm going to say about that. So we look at alternatives. So melatonin-free sleep formulas. How can you go find like things like valerian root or ashwagandha that really help you sleep in a natural, restful way? And that's kind of how we've approached everything we've done on the supplementation side.
And it, I mean, I'm just going to say it. It's because it works, right? And man, I think back, I'm going to speak for myself here, but I've heard other folks too. Like, you think back to some of the old remedies we hear from, you know, great Grandma Kingston. She's talking about like putting onions on her feet. And I'm like, okay, Grandma, let's get you to bed. Right. But there's magic to the madness. And there's a reason that these old, you know, wise tales were they really wise tales, or were they actual solutions that people saw work and then were just, you know, over the years pushed out of polite conversation, especially by the folks who maybe they have some vested interest when it comes to incentive structures to not go towards the natural remedies. And we've definitely dug into that at length here in the show. So definitely check out some of those past episodes, folks. But one thing I wanted to point out really quick, Peter, is that you're not just talking about like, you know, traditional healthcare here, but you're also offering solutions for folks like emergency kits, right? I was over on the website and I saw you have like medical emergency kits, travel emergency kits. There's really, I think, an understanding right now from a lot of folks that stuff isn't going so great, right? You look at the you know, disaster just unfolded over in Russia in the I think Crocus Theater. You're seeing the influx of illegals crossing the border here in America every single day, upwards now into the millions of folks who have come over the border. We have no idea who these folks are, and frankly, we're seeing now the consequences of this. Now we look at what can we do. Sometimes the best thing we can do is prepare for the worst, which I hate to outline, but you're seeing the way world's going, sometimes you gotta do that. So talk to us about these emergency medical kits, and how is each one kind of built based on a specific need of the end user?
Yeah, so it's a good question. And if you haven't gotten the theme so far with the Wellness Company, we're big on individualism and self-reliance, right? We want to teach people and educate them, give them the tools that they need to take control of their own health. Like, that's the most important thing to us. So we started rolling out these medical emergency kits last year, and they've been, frankly, like wildly popular. The kind of theme behind this, and I think it's important that everyone understands this, is that the number one thing that you can do when you get sick is early intervention, which is something that so few people do. So when you start feeling sick, the second you start that sniffle, you feel that tickle in your throat, that's when you need to really be attacking whatever virus or infection is in your body. It's not go lay in bed for 3 days and try to ride it out. Like, that's how you end up in the hospital. That's how you feel worse. That's how you miss work. That's how you miss time with your family.
Picture this. You wake up with a pounding headache and a sore throat, and you dread the thought of dragging yourself to the doctor's office, waiting for hours just to get a simple prescription. But what if I told you there's a better way? With the Wellness Company, you can see a board-certified doctor right from your phone or computer. No more waiting rooms. No more hassle. Just log in, describe your symptoms, and get the treatment you need. And as a listener of The Brian Nichols Show, you're going to get 10% off your visit if you use code TBNS. So don't let your busy schedule keep you from feeling your best. Visit The Wellness Company and use code TBNS to start your journey to a convenient, affordable healthcare.
So we designed these kits so that you have the essential, effective, life-saving medications at home in your medicine cabinet right next to your Tylenol, so that when you fall ill, because it's not if, it is when, we all get sick every now and then, you have the medications on hand to treat that condition. And our doctors have written for every one of these medical kits anywhere between 30 to 50 page guidebooks that go in there that give you a full glossary of all the different treatable conditions that the kit addresses. And you can quickly look it up and figure out, okay, what medication do I need to take and how much of it do I need? So it's been a tremendous help for a lot of people that way. And we started out with the medical emergency kit, which is just a combination of 8 prescription medications, so antibiotics, antivirals, antifungals, so things like amoxicillin, ivermectin, Z-Pak, critical things that you need to have. And then we rolled it out to a contagion kit, which is focused specifically on respiratory viruses like RSV, flu, and COVID, and that has a nebulizer and hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in it. And then we have these kind of special situation kits. We have a travel kit, which is to help with all sorts of travel ailments, from diarrhea to food poisoning to motion sickness, to small wound care, and a first aid kit, which is not your average Band-Aid box. It's a prescription kit that has prescription topicals and then heavy grade medical supplies like a tourniquet. And that's really what we're trying to foster in people right now, is the ability to address all these different situations that life might throw at you in a safe and effective way. And we're able to do that because we have this telemedicine practice, because all of these things are prescribed. You can't go buy them on, you know, Amazon or CVS or something like that.
All right, Peter, now here comes the most important part of the show, if I do say so myself. That is, to the audience out there who's listening, they're like, this sounds awesome. But Peter, I have my health insurance through my office and or my work, and they have me going, you know, to a couple of preferred providers. You know, I go to my traditional doctor every 6 months, every year. Like, how do I become a member, or how do I actually take advantage of the services the wellness company is offering? Like, is it going to cost me a proverbial arm and a leg here? What does this look like outside of the world of insurance? Does it include insurance? Fill us in.
Yeah, it's a great question. So, you know, we can devote a full episode, Brian, to insurance and the scam that the insurance system is. And, you know, most people, they say, oh, I get my free physical. It's like, well, that physical probably costs you about $5,000 this year if you look at all your premiums. But, you know, we are a cash pay business at the Wellness Company. We do not accept insurance. And that allows us to develop all these really unique treatment protocols that there's no insurance code for to bill back. So that's a very important distinction that we have. And if you actually look at our prices compared to most sort of deductibles or insurance copays, we're far, far lower. And we're very proud of that. And then we've been able to build that because we're much leaner than these large bloated hospital systems that are driving up prices with all the kind of back office staff and overhead. So we do offer memberships. You don't need to be a member to interact with anything the Wellness Company offers. Being a member simply gives you 15% off everything site-wide. We do a lot of free member events, like we do fireside chats with Dr. Peter McCullough or Dr. Drew. We do special member exclusive deals and events and emails. So there's a lot of cool stuff that we kind of pack into memberships to the Wellness Company, but you don't need to be a member to enjoy everything we have. And you can save a lot of money. And I'd be willing to bet that, you know, your primary care physician, Brian, that you've been seeing now for, you know, however many years, they're probably not going to prescribe you ivermectin prophylactically for
horse paste
future disease.
What? Horse paste? Come on. They're not going to give me horse paste. No, Peter, I'm teasing. I mean, like, folks, $10 a month. Can you put aside, what, 3 cups of coffee, right, a month to devote towards your healthcare? I think so. And that's literally like the starting off for the membership for the Wellness Company. $9.99 a month, $100 a year. Folk, I mean, come on. Like, this is a no-brainer. Now, if you're saying, hey, maybe I have a few more issues that I would actually need to take care of, the One Wellness is $199 a month, which is less than the premiums for like half of your healthcare plans that are out there. So this is, I mean, to me, right, is a no-brainer. Now, I'm a sales guy. I think it's a no-brainer. You're the CEO of the company. I'm pretty sure you've developed it to be a no-brainer. But to the audience out there, Peter, right? Like, this is, I think, not just a no-brainer, but this is like darn near the exact solution we've been demanding. And frankly, why I was so excited to have the Wellness Company now as one of our affiliate sponsors here in the Brian Nichols Show, because this is bringing a very real solution to a very real problem that we've been facing over the past, I mean, not just the past 4 years, but really has had the microscope put on it over the past 4 years. So this is something I'm excited to have my name associated with. I'm so excited to promote you guys to the audience here in the show. So with that being said, I know we're excited to promote code TBNS to the audience, 10% off any orders to the Wellness Company. That's kind of my pitch to the audience today. But Peter, I think you know the Wellness Company probably better than most folks out there. I mean, to the folks maybe who are sitting listening today and they're like, okay, this sounds great, but I'm on the fence. What do you think is the strongest argument to leave the old medical establishment that we've known and love behind and actually embrace something in a new solution like the Wellness Company?
Yeah, we built the Wellness Company because it was the solution we wished we had 5 years ago. And I think a lot of Americans have found the exact same thing. And look, even if you're on the fence, you know, you don't know much about supplements, you never tried it, go try something like a sleep supplement that's all natural and see if it really helps you. Go get prepared for the next emergency. I mean, everybody, you know, today probably has some sort of, you know, emergency stockpile of cash or gold or ammo or, you know, food, whatever. Are you thinking about meds, right? Like, that's a pretty key thing for the next emergency. So we're trying to be there to support everybody who needs this sort of service here as we go forward, because we don't know what's next. I mean, you said everything that's going on at the border, Brian. I mean, who knows? It's just a matter of time for the next crisis. It always is. So just be prepared and you can sleep well at night.
And you know that there are folks out there like a former chief of staff, I think it was, Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste. So anytime there's a crisis, you know that there are some wonderful folks in government who are going to make sure they take the most out of it and they get the most out of it. So be aware, folks, that things probably aren't going to get better in that world. So you need to start fortifying your defenses. In this case, leveraging the tools that are available to you, like that being offered from the Wellness Company. Again, very excited to have Peter and the amazing team over at the Wellness Company, part of the Brian Nichols Michael Show team now and being able to support the great work they're doing. So, folks, link is going to be over on our homepage, thebriannicholsshow.com. I'm sorry, not the, just briannicholsshow.com. Link over on the homepage, or if you're listening to today's episode, all you got to do is go to the description. If you're on the YouTube or Rumble, just head to the video description. Link will be right there. If you're listening to a podcast version, go to your podcast catcher. Open the app. You'll find right there in the podcast description the link. We'll make sure we include all the discount codes in that link as well. So you should get 10% off right there when you go ahead and place your order. This is, folks, exactly what we need. And we've been, like, frankly, like, demanding, crying for at this point to have as a solution. So now that it's here, let's embrace it. Let's show folks that, yes, this parallel economy that we are building here is actually, you know, it's not just working, it's helping solve things and making things better. And that's what we need to do. Show folks that there is not just a different way, but a better way. And that's our episode for today, I think, folks. With that being said, you enjoyed the episode, go ahead, give it a share when you do. Tag yours truly at B Nichols Liberty. You can find me over on Facebook as well as over on X.com. Link for those in the show notes. Peter, where can folks go ahead, support you, and also learn more about the wellness company on the social medias?
Yeah, TWC.health, not .com. Dot health. TWC.health is where you can find us. And you can find that same link on social media too, at TWC_health on all major social media platforms.
Good call out, because I'll make sure I include that TWC health.health in the show notes, not .com. My bad. Folks, yes, this is, again, one of those important episodes, especially for folks out there who need to hear the word. So please go ahead, give it a share. You can go ahead and find the show on your favorite video platforms as well as your favorite audio platforms. YouTube, Rumble, Sovereign, Twitter, Facebook. We're uploading the video version of the show in its entirety. Go ahead, give it a watch. Give it some love over there. Also, we are uploading our shows as podcasts. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, wherever it is you get your podcasts, just do yourself a favor, hit subscribe, and also download all unplayed episodes. We have over 825 episodes here at the show with some amazing guests. We had Kathleen Vanderwater here in the show from the Wellness Company, I think a year ago or so, back when this was like first becoming a part of the conversation. We've had folks like Rochelle Voth. We've had folks like, John Hewlett, there you go, the CEO of Cardio Miracle. All different folks from across the aisle talking about the very real problems we see, and thank God, bringing some awesome solutions to the table. So you can find all those over at briannicholsshow.com. I guarantee a few are going to leave you educated, enlightened, and informed. That's all we have for you today. Thank you again, Peter, for joining us. And folks, again, if you want to go ahead, take part in the Wellness Company Revolution, link is in the show notes, but that's all we have for you. Brian Nichols signing off for Peter Galluli from the Wellness Company. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to The Brian Nichols Show. Find more episodes at briannicholsshow.com.